What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, April 23rd. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to tell us about Social Security running out.
Yeah, Social Security is not so secure.
That doesn't make me feel real social.
No. Not as bad as you think.
Got both of the words.
Yeah. There you go. I'm going to do Elon's world. So covering all things Elon Musk's. Grimes is talking again, and he's having a weird week. So.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Pat is going to tell us about cops in Jupiter, Florida have been watching hand jobs for years, turns out.
Two things in Florida cops love. One, justice. Two, watching hand jobs on hidden cameras.
I mean, that sounds like, I don't know, that sounds like
Wouldn't leave that. I probably wouldn't leave that room very often if there was just a room there. Where you
we
just,
know.
Yeah, watch a voyeur room.
You're just going to watch hand jobs all day?
I'll watch blowjobs.
Oh, God, we'll get into it.
She must be tired.
And Mark will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. But before we get to Wes's story, let's talk about holsters for a second.
Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by We the People Holsters. We the People Holsters offers custom-made holsters all produced in the USA. They design their own holsters in-house, which means that they don't use any third-party molds. Instead, they design every unique mold in Las Vegas in order to best fit each and every firearm perfectly. Hard Factor Pat is still without a holster for his Sig Sauer, which is like going to a brothel without a rubber. We're going to get Pat an amazing We the People holster customized specifically for his vanity. So
please.
We'll be right. Yeah. So We the People are constantly updating designs. There you go, Pat. Adding new designs every month so they can stay up to date on the newest models that come out. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter, geez, that's pretty intense, of their guns to ensure the perfect fit. I would imagine they're holsters as well. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. We the People holsters starts at just $37 a piece, and every holster comes with a lifetime guarantee. You're one and done, baby. Every holster ships free as well. If it's not a perfect fit, you can send it back and get a full refund. The URL for Hard Factor is wethepeopleholsters.com/factor. And right now, listeners of Hard Factor can go to the wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and enter the promo code FACTOR, all caps, at checkout to get $10 off their first holster. It's already as low as $37, and it ships for free with an additional $10 off using my promo code. Again, that's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and promo code FACTOR at checkout. You'll get $10 off.
All right, this might as well be a Brexit update because I'm going to know very little about this topic also.
That's why they pay them the big bucks.
And that topic is Social Security. I know I pay for it. I know the government steals my money to put in some kind of fund I'm supposed to get later in life, but only if I can stop drinking and smoking, which is literally the caveat for me in reality.
You don't have to not drink and smoke.
Yeah, you can keep drinking. Security. You can be a drunk on Social Security.
He's saying because he's going to die.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because I'm not going to make it.
Oh, yeah, you have no chance.
Right,
exactly. I bet you're going to make it, pal.
I hope I do. Will.
You're gonna be an old.
You're just gonna be miserable,
and
not collecting any Social Security.
Yeah, no,
you're gonna be broke. Such an old bastard.
All right. So what's up with Social Security? Well, yesterday the trustees of the Social Security, I think that's actually what it's called, released its report on just how fucked we all are. And in some good news, it's slightly better than last year, but we're all still fucked. So the funds of the OASI, or the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund, which I guess is one of the funds that makes up Social Security, the other being disability insurance, will be insolvent by 2035. Or so they'll be unable to pay their debts.
I don't know what insolvent means, right. But yeah, that sounds bad.
It doesn't mean that all the money's gone. It just means they're not going to be able to pay what they're supposed to pay.
It's the opposite of outsolvent. Yeah.
Or solvent.
Yeah, solvent.
So, and it's
No.
Yeah. Solvent is the opposite of insolvent. Yeah. And if you are owed anything on that year, 2035, you will only get 80% of what you are owed. So if your normal payment was $1,000, it now goes down to $800. So you get a 20% fuck me in the ass.
Well, so they don't rip the Band-Aid off. Yeah. They don't rip the Band-Aid off all at once. They just slowly rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, except it's still gone completely at some point, right?
Right. If things don't change. So in 2020, the cost of Social Security, or what is being paid out to, you know, beneficiaries, will be less than what is coming in for the first time since 1982. And that's the you don't want that ratio.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
That's the bad the bad thing. So the Disability Insurance Trust, which makes up the other part of Social Security, will be insolvent by 2052, which is a 20-year improvement from last year's report. So that's good news.
I'm liking that.
So in 2035, you may want to get in some kind of like horrible accident on the job if you're over the age of 55.
The only way to game the system now.
Yeah, you can combine the two. This does not mean you will not get any money from Social Security. Just means you will certainly not get what you
right,
actually
but if you're,
paid in.
Hmm? If you're under 40 today, you can just stop paying it out of your check, right? I mean, considering
is that an option?
Go to jail,
right?
No, that's not an option.
Why not?
No, that's not an option.
I don't think it's an option.
But if we don't get it, why do we have to pay for it?
Well, you're going to get it in some form, but it's just not going to be nearly as much as what you're paying.
Yeah, like, no, but it'll be fine because everything's going to be cheaper in the future. Rent and gas and whatever. Like, everything's going to be cheaper. So. Yeah.
Why don't they just get some of those investment bankers?
Inflation's going to be inflation.
To take the Social Security fund and like invest it in foreign markets. Why don't we get some of our best brains on this?
Yeah, I'm sure that hasn't been thought.
I think we already
Pat just solved it.
I think we
Pat just solved it, guys.
I think we are already borrowing.
We're going to get our Social Security. Pat just solved it.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I mean, you got it figured out.
I don't hear ideas coming from that side of the table.
I mean, my advice is to have a bunch of kids, and then they can
well,
take care
I mean,
of
we could do what Bernie wants us to do and pay like 50% taxes to all be on Medicare, which is also running out by 2026. So
Medicare is going to be gone. Social Security is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lower the salary of doctors.
Will that do it? I don't think that's going to do it either.
Well, if you pay, here's an idea. You could do Bernie's idea. So if you pay 50% of your taxes, you can only survive paycheck to paycheck. You can't go to vacations like Tahiti ever, mm-mm. but you'll live forever. So you just have, you work your nuts off and don't spend your money
and
on
you
anything
just live.
Fun and live till you're 115.
Live a miserable long life.
Well, first of all, Mark, Tahiti won't be around in 2 years.
Well, you better get there now then.
Yeah, that's true.
Get your ass there then, Mark guy.
Can we get,
solve that one.
Can we get the Tahiti Tourism Board to give Mark an endorsement because he's really pushing hard for
I'm going to get a free vacation to Tahiti by this time next year.
All right, so moving on. So Jason Fichtner, who is a real smart guy, the associate director of the Master of International Economics and Finance program at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, warns that the lack of change in the insolvency date to that fund is going to give people many false sense of security that we still have time to fix Social Security. But no, we are fucked unless we get some real change. And this now hopefully will be a huge issue in the 2020 elections. In President Trump's newest proposed budget, he suggested shaving $118 billion from Medicare over 10 years, which is going to be dead in 7 anyway, according to this new report. So that's definitely fucked.
Fuck it, get rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. He also wanted to slash $26 billion from Social Security programs, including $10 billion to a cut to Social Security disability insurance. So even though this new tax code reform is at the same time strengthening the programs through our strong economy, he wants to just take it out as it comes in, I guess. So maybe just let him keep growing in there, Donald. So long story short, Social Security is dying a very slow death, and by 2035, we will start to see major cuts to benefits that will only continue if we do not do something.
Right. Long story short, we, people our age, have to pay all of our parents' medical bills when they get old because they won't have Medicare, and we don't get Social Security.
Quick math, Mark. How old will I be in 2035?
16 years from now. What are you, 32? 48, 49.
Oh, fuck.
Right under 50.
Yeah, you don't get something.
You mentioned something earlier about you said our best chance now is to have kids.
Yeah.
We got some news for you, pal. Having kids at this day and age is a feedback loop.
Feedback loop?
Yeah.
Mark's really trying to sell feedback loop.
I think it's
a bad thing. They ain't taking care of you because they're going to be so in debt that you're going to have to fucking work until they're like 40.
Stay tuned to hear what feedback loop is later.
You have
Heart
successful
Factor.
Kids.
Oh, okay.
West bitch is so hard because he has to drive his son to the smart school every day.
Yep. Have a feedback loop. All right.
That's how you get success, but it's a pain in the ass.
All right. Whatever. What'd you got? You got any internet
comments? I got some comments. Yeah. Right. Comments. Barbara J. Sanders says, quit giving it to the illegals. So she thinks we're just handing out all our money.
Must be
illegals.
What it is. Yeah.
Just sacks of cash as soon as they cross the border. Yeah.
big green, yellow, and red Social Security checks to broad Mexico.
Yeah. What's your name?
Are you unemployed?
Yeah.
Go out of the country and come back in. They'll give you a bag of cash.
And then Diana Freeman says, how can that be? Bernie says Medicare for all. Laughy cry face. So clearly a jab. And then Marsha J. Taylor says, and this is what 90% of people say, so those who stole our money had better start paying it back big time.
Ooh.
From where? From where, Marshall?
Or else.
From
the dig them up. Dig them up from the graves. They'll start robbing graves, taking the jewelry off those motherfuckers.
Yeah, she wants people that are, she wants the people that are currently on Social Security to be even more fucked.
Give me the necklace, Dolores.
Why did we bury this with you?
Marsha's coming for you. You better respect the Social Security fund.
Yeah, Marsha's coming for your money.
I gotta look good when I meet St. Peter. A lot Peter.
Of pearls underground.
All right, so. All right. We're running a lot. Let's move it over to Elon's world. So my boy Elon Musk is having a hectic week, mostly bad. First off, the SpaceX Dragon cruise ship exploded during a test on Saturday.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was due for an explosion.
Yeah, he kind of felt this one coming, you know. Yeah, he was on a win streak.
He was like flaunting. His rockets were like landing perfectly back into the atmosphere at like the perfect mileage per hour.
Yeah, he's like, program a flip into this one.
He like crip walked his last spaceship into its landing spot.
Yeah. And so this one, it's interesting because this one didn't even get off the ground. They were testing the new Super Draco thrusters.
There's your problem right there.
What's that?
It was a really cocky name to me.
Yeah, it is a cocky name.
It's a dragon name.
Yeah. No definite word on what happened yet. I'd imagine the new thrusters had a problem. But in the last 10 seconds to the countdown of the launch of the ship, it just exploded on the launch pad. But there was no crew, so there's no death. So it's good.
You're going to want to QA that problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to want to identify what happened.
It's going to be hard.
Well, the shitty part is it's a giant spaceship. Right. So they have to find a new giant spaceship to QA it with.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there be like, you sure you want to go to space? Maybe we should just go to Tahiti instead.
Or build it to scale and just use the Draco thrusters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about you get in a car accident and you wreck your car. How bad you feel. Imagine when you see your spaceship just blow up in front of you.
Oh, you immediately leave work like furious.
That feels bad. Especially if you're supposed to get in it the next week.
Right.
Yeah, it's not good. Next, on Sunday, surveillance video of a Tesla randomly combusting and exploding while parked in a Shanghai parking garage went viral.
Someone put a bomb in it.
You think so? It was the same guy that set fire to Elon's like businesses.
Well, do you remember when the iPhone came out and people were like buying the iPhone and smashing it for viral videos? They'd film it. It's like that.
I guess it could be. I guess it could be that. But this is again an extremely scary video, similar to the one where the guy got in a wreck in Florida and then got trapped inside the car on fire. So both that car and this car in Shanghai, they burned down and melted to a pile of nothing, basically.
It might just be the overheated battery that's positioned poorly.
I don't know.
Battery?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, could be a bomb.
The truth is out there, guys.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next.
Elon's on it.
Oh, sorry, what's up?
I said Elon's on it. He'll get to the
point. He'll give us the truth.
Yeah.
He's always transparent. Next, Grimes said that she's in, quote, villain mode and that she's become Thanos since being with Elon.
She's done too much coke and is up at 6 a.m.
She says she's been vilified by the world and she's embracing it.
I didn't think about coke once today until you just said that, Wes. Thanks. Damn it.
You've set Pat on a dangerous path. And around the same time that she said she's in villain mode, Elon changed his Twitter avatar to a Japanime character and his bio to meme necromancer. So,
come on.
What does that even mean?
Who cares?
I don't know. A lot of crazy shit going on between those two. I don't know if
there's
they're together
a lot of
or
showering. I don't think they shower much at that.
You know they have good showers too. A rich person's
shower.
They're
wasting so many fucking
like
good
those
showers.
Rain showers.
Yeah, the rain showers are just not getting turned on.
How sweet is it when you shower at a rich friend's house and they have like the good bathroom with like the good tile and
the
good
best
shower?
Thing, like a steam, maybe a steam option.
Ugh,
a little bench, in there.
Big old
hot tub. If you don't have rich friends, that's what that's for.
Little moan bench.
Yeah. That's right. That's what they call it. The
hungover moan bench.
Moan bench. you gotta have a great moan bench.
That's why you're moaning.
Oh yeah.
Gotta drain that.
Being hungover.
Gotta drain that front.
Finally, Tesla announced on Monday that they're going to put robo taxis on the road in the USA within a year, allegedly. And they're saying that cars won't even have steering controls or pedals within 2 years if you're in a Tesla. So
I'm voting no on that.
Cars isn't like two. He meant like two, plural. Two cars won't have pedals.
Attention, lawmakers. Yeah. Listen up.
Are you saying he's going to be flooding the roads with these robots?
Yeah, no. I mean, Elon Musk is like with his project timelines, he's like the opposite of like a high school or college kid explaining how many girls he's hooked up with.
Yeah.
You have to multiply his timelines by three instead of divide them by three.
Exactly.
It's 6 years at least before that shit happens.
Yeah. Also, bad timing for me personally to hear this announcement. As I mentioned yesterday, I drove behind a Tesla on the way back to Reno from the Cannabis Cup on Sunday, and it was so fucking frustrating. This guy was in the fast lane on robo mode, and I don't think he knew how to control the car, so he almost like crashed it trying to change lanes. It was just an embarrassing display of highway driving. It was disgusting to see, really, and that was a Tesla, so...
He bought the Tesla, and they're like, you want a tutorial? He's like, no, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Was he taunting you? Was he, like, reading a book?
Well, I tried to pass him on the right, and I saw him on his fucking phone in the driver's seat, like, not touching the wheel. So I knew he was in auto mode, and then I couldn't get around him, so I had to get behind him. And then I just, like, bullied him out of the lane. But when he couldn't figure out how to change the fucking lanes because he doesn't know how to drive his car, it was just, oh, my God.
I would definitely set it – I would program it to, like – like go slow until someone tried to pass me, and then never let them pass you. But then I have my hands up and be like, I don't know, the car is driving itself.
It's almost the setting this guy had. It was so
infuriate will setting.
Right.
I got a lock bet for you guys. How much you guys want to bet that the first text sent by someone who's a new Tesla owner in robo mode is, "Hey, I'm in robo mode right now," because they're hands free. They got their texts.
Oh yeah, right. I'm sure.
What did the internet have to say?
I don't know. But anyways,
fuck you, Mark.
Let's take it to Elon Musk.
It's a lock.
His Twitter account. He had a witty reply to his own tweet where he was announcing fully auto cars, and he says, "Warning: this presentation is 4 hours and 20 minutes long."
Ha ha ha! Little weed humor.
Ha ha ha!
All right, guys, so police in Florida have two well-documented fetishes. The first is justice. The second is watching men get handjobs from Asian ladies while pursuing said justice. Mm-hmm. You can probably guess which handjob parlor I'm referring to.
Orchids of Asia.
My guest room?
Yeah, Orchids of Asia, the Bob Kraft handjob spot. Kraft's lawyers claim that police clearly violated the law when they secretly planted cameras inside Orchids of Asia, the massage parlor where Bob Kraft was getting handy. Officers in Boca Raton, which is a different city, used secret cameras for similar massage parlor crackdowns at least twice, once in 2007, once in 2014. And those stings, they charged dozens of Johns and Madams. So, it really makes you think, how many times has this happened? And what really constitutes a hand job? And how closely is someone monitoring these tapes?
Yeah, and how long are these cameras there for? How long is somebody watching a camera pointed at a fucking rub and tug seat?
Excuse me, I'm here for the front.
Yeah, I'm here for the front. Moves.
Can I have the front?
Yeah.
The back. My back's fine.
My back's fine.
I'm going to lay on my back, but like the front.
But you'd stood in the front special?
Could you
imagine from the front?
Seeing these guys, you have to watch them get a hand job, and I'm sure it's like a good angle because they need to see it. You need to see the face and everything. And so you see these guys at the fucking grocery store after watching them get hand jobs all day at work.
Could you imagine?
It's a tough gig.
Could you imagine
Wes wants to do it for some reason.
The assignments meeting.
Wants to watch it.
The assignments meeting at the police station where they're like, "All right, who wants to be in charge of the hand job division?" Like, right. All hands go up. All hands go up because you're just gonna be watching dudes get. Actually, maybe that doesn't sound.
It's fucking
that's
weird.
Not the
dude.
Hand jobs. They also get blowjobs.
It's
in there.
Not like you're watching porn stars. You're watching like your neighbor
erect
get a hand
penises.
Job.
That's true.
Just so many dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't get naked to give a hand job.
Right. The chicks are fully clothed.
They might.
Well, I guess I don't know.
I'd like the deluxe front.
Yeah, the front job. Can you drain my front, please? I mean, like, also, I bet a lot of these hand jobs are with towel on. So, like, how do they even know that these aren't trained massage therapists just working out, like, an inner thigh strain, which everyone knows?
A huge growth on your inner thigh.
Yeah, induces moans.
Huge growth on your inner thigh.
Look, state and federal
law.
And
then they pop it like a cyst.
Yeah. State and, hi, Mom. State and federal laws prevent enforcement agencies from using secret cameras for investigations that are specifically linked to prostitution. So, that's where the issue is. Okay. And it begs the question, was the Jupiter Police Department's warrant legal because they were also investigating the possibility of human sex trafficking with women who were brought to the U.S. from China to perform sex.
Which they never had proof of, so.
But yeah, that's the argument that Kraft's lawyers are making. Mm. Kraft is really putting up a fight to beat this misdemeanor. He's just not letting it go. This is no new thing in Florida, though, because in Hallandale and Hollywood and other cities, cops even have gotten naked and worn wires and used undercover techniques to plant cameras. So,
you got to sample,
got to sample the goods.
Through. Sometimes those videos are inconclusive.
Now, that is a job that police assignment meeting that everyone is raising their hand for.
Correct.
How do you explain that to your wife?
I'm going undercover.
Oh, to be the hand job guy?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Yeah,
to be the recipient of the front moves.
Yeah. You got to be single, I think, to get that assignment.
Yeah, that's a single man's job.
Oh, honey, not tonight. I busted four parlors today.
Yeah. Look, in other news, there's a rumor that Robert Kraft's hand job video is, in fact, up for sale. And this came to light after a filing in a Palm Beach County Circuit Court alleging that the publisher of TheBlast.com claimed someone had approached them with the footage purportedly showing a naked Robert Kraft engaged in a sexual act while lying on a massage table.
All right, here's what needs to happen. Robert Kraft needs to buy this video. He needs to just lean into this, as Will said. We got to lean into it, right? And and play the fucking video opening game. Like, right before they drop
the Pats game.
Right before they drop the Super Bowl banners, like the six Super Bowl banner, like they're handing out the rings and
that
shit.
That might work, like, in Boston. Like, that might
put it on the Jumbotron. Oh, yeah. My God. It would get the crowd going. You can blur out parts of the dick if it's, like, you know, there's kids at the arena. But yeah, but like,
that's what legally makes it a dick.
Barely blur it out. Have Kraft with this hammer fully erect, smiling, and then go straight to the banner drop. That will be so intimidating and get the crowd going.
Don't become a billionaire without a major hog in your pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. You know he's swinging.
I mean, I doubt that's true, but anyways.
You think that there's billionaires with small penises?
Yes. Yes.
Well, like, if someone would fucking release the Bezos dick pics, we'd know.
Not either of those guys. Yeah, not either of those guys.
I mean, according to Stormy, Trump is a little guy.
Yeah, he's just a little thick guy.
Well, he's a thick guy. He's Coke canned. Look, take it to the internet. I couldn't find anyone that wanted to comment on this, so let's move on.
All right. Well, let's take it to some stories we could not get to in the lightning round.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah!
Rapper NYW Melly might become the first artist to Rapper YNW Melly, my guy, might become the first artist to have a number one iTunes single and be executed by the state of Florida.
I can't believe that's the first. Yeah. I can't believe he's the first.
To have a number one iTunes single? iTunes hasn't been around forever.
Right.
And to be executed by the state of Florida? I'm pretty convinced that I'm right. That's
the first.
In that
Can we get a fact check on that?
Yeah, for sure, but I'm right. That's right. YNW Melly is facing the death penalty if convicted of the double murder of his two friends, one of which was Sack Chaser. So, definitely let's avenge Sack Chaser, right?
It's a shame.
Yeah, finally, justice for the Sack Chaser.
Need it.
We lost a big one with him.
Need justice for Sack Chaser.
We lost a big sack.
What do you say? He's chasing the sack in the sky now. Chasing
That's
the
right.
big sack in the sky.
That's right.
Melly's real name is Jamel Demons, and he claims he has split or dissociative personalities, or at least he did for a little while. That was going to be his defense. So I'm sure all of these factors that we've just been talking about will lead to a flawless and uneventful death viewing in Florida. That shouldn't be. Should be nice and. Nothing's gonna go wrong.
Yeah, sounds
there.
Like a total normal and reliable situation going on down there.
Yeah. Yep. And let's get to another one. Turns out Larry Hopkins, the leader of the United Constitutional Patriots, who we talked about yesterday, is a huge psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? The guy who had the vigilante militia.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I can't believe
rounded up Mexicans, and then we don't know what they did with the Mexicans.
Where are they?
Hundreds of Mexicans that are missing.
Does anyone know?
Turns out he made some braggadocious claims that the FBI caught wind of, where he was claiming that he was performing assassination training with all of his militia, training them to assassinate the likes of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros, otherwise known as the Big Three of assassinations.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's not. They're not the big three of that.
This guy. Well, that's. Can you imagine how much super male vitality this guy takes? Like,
they're the big three of liberal elites. Yes, I guarantee
drink,
he takes super male vitality.
A day.
What do you think?
He takes the alpha strain.
What do you think this guy's assassination training was? I'm pretty sure he just, at best, printed up a black and white picture of their faces, put it on like a training dummy or like an inanimate object, and then they just shot at it while drinking Bud Heavies.
Yeah, yeah.
She's dead. Good job. Good job, Johnny.
You don't have a color printer yet.
There wasn't a lot of stealth going on or planning. It was just shooting at pictures of these people.
She's falling down the stairs. Get her.
Yeah, she's get her. There is a new buzzword, a relatively new buzzword, that scientists are really getting into in relation to climate control.
Can I guess what it is?
I hinted at it earlier.
Is it feedback loops?
Feedback loops, baby. It's new. That's new to me, at least. And it's
talking about
exciting.
Climate change, I'm not climate control, which is where what you.
Whatever, climate control, climate change, whatever the fuck, global warming. It's feedback loops now, baby. Feedback loops are
it's
adding
all
to the problem.
Feedback loops.
Yeah, it's all feedback.
The
loops.
The cycle of life.
Not real sure what a feedback loop is. And this is an outro, so I'm saved by the bell. Can't really get too in-depth with it, but high level, it looks like they're saying it's a biological occurrence where the output of a system amplifies the system, or in other words, two wrongs make a wronger. Or the polar ice caps melting and carbon dioxide leaking to the atmosphere will then in turn result in more of the Earth's surface being a dark color because the ocean's dark and the polar ice caps are light. And that dark color absorbs more of the solar energy from the sun, heating up the Earth's temperature, which in turn melts more of the ice caps, which in turn leads to more surface area being dark, which in turn leads to the temperature of the Earth rising.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Feedback loops.
Why don't they just call it consequences?
Yeah. Well, it's like two consequences
that are amplified by other actions.
It's a compounding of yeah.
Good
yeah.
thing I live up in the mountains. It's going to be a fucking paradise here. You guys can come up and join
West
me.
West didn't get it.
He was close.
I think it's just consequences.
Great, it's consequences.
I want to buy some lakefront property in Detroit.
Yeah, well, in Tahoe. Tahoe's going to be
gonna
nice
be
for
like
a while.
A tropical paradise when that feedback loop kicks in.
That's right. It's going to be like the new Tahiti. Yeah. Get to Tahiti in the next few years, guys.
I give Tahiti 2 years.
And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Please spread the word to your family, friends, and enemies that this is the best way to get your daily dose of news. And most importantly, have a great fucking day.
Way you do it, you play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guy.